From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. There's a moment of epiphany for all cooks when they finally understand that food is both an art and a science. Essayist Bonnie Wolfe's moment came in a junior high classroom.
I don't remember much about my 8th grade home ec course, except that I got an F on my sundress and an A on my popovers. I do remember what I learned. Cooking is magic. You can pour a soupy mixture of eggs, milk, flour, and salt into muffin tins, and 40 minutes later, take out a tray of puffy, golden little chef's hats. No baking soda, no baking powder, no yeast. Poof! Popovers. Magic being chemistry. Given the right conditions, a batter with a lot of liquid produces enough steam to act as a leavening agent. As the batter bakes, it rises and pops over the sides of the tin, producing a hollow muffin with a crisp brown crust and moist insides. After learning the technique from Mrs. Johnson in home ec, I successfully prepared popovers at home for several days, no doubt at first to the pleasure of my mother and gradually to the dread of my father. But in the years since, I became a sophisticated cook and sort of forgot about popovers. Then I took my college-aged son to the Popover Cafe on New York's West Side. He was thrilled because, he said, he's always loved popovers. He remembers me making them all the time when he was little. I have no such recollection, but I love that he remembers me as the kind of mother who always made popovers. So I tell this story to whoever will listen, and I've learned that popover stories get everyone, well, steamed up. Friends remember eating popovers on the lawn of the Jordan Pond House on the coast of Maine, where they have been serving popovers with strawberry jam for afternoon tea every day for more than a century, or at the Oak Grill at Dayton's department store in Minneapolis. In Dallas, they've had warm popovers and a cup of chicken broth at the Neiman Marcus restaurant since the 1950s. Popovers are the peonies of the muffin world, something your grandmother would have had on a table covered with a damask cloth, lace doilies, and the good china. When you make a popover, there are conflicting schools of thought on what kind of pan to use. But everyone agrees on two things. You can't peek while they're baking, and they're best when they're hot and steaming. Still, sometimes popovers don't work. It could be anything. Humidity, the oven, a draft, bad karma. But if the conditions are just right and the popovers pop, it seems more like magic than chemistry.
Bonnie Wolfe is a Washington writer and is working on a book of essays called Aunt Esther's Antipasto.